We will do that. I've enjoyed the service so far. Let's go to the Word of the Lord this morning in Genesis chapter 22. Thank God for His blessings on us. Glad to see everyone in church today. Genesis chapter 22. Let's start reading in verse number 6. Genesis chapter 22 and verse number 6. The Bible says, Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. He took the knife in his hand took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood. Where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. They came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here. I pray that you help us, Lord, as we go to your word, and that you speak to our hearts, and that you anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive what you would have for us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. The church say amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning on Jehovah Jireh. God shall provide, the Lord that provideth. Jehovah Jireh. Abraham looks, and there is a ram caught by his horns in the thicket, and it is God's providence. God has provided a sacrifice in the place of his son. The Bible says that he called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. He called on the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God that provides. The Lord will provide. I believe, amen, that God will provide. I believe that God is the one that will provide for every need, no matter spiritual, physical, financial, amen, emotional. God is still the God that provides. That is His name. His name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. I thank the Lord that He can show Himself and reveal Himself unto us as this one by His name Jehovah Jireh. I believe that the Lord wants to show Himself to us and to His people that He's the God that provides. We have needs, don't we? Do you have needs? You know, sometimes we've got to realize that we have a need. Abraham had a need, and that need was God to provide, amen, a replacement for his son that was going to be sacrificed. And he said in verse 8 that God would provide. Amen. And I thank God that he gives us faith to believe. But God revealed himself unto Abraham. When Abraham had the knife in his hand, the angel told him, said, don't kill your son. And the Bible says that Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. You know, God will provide a sacrifice for our sins. Amen. They wrote a song and said, amen, Jesus died so I don't have to. I'm thankful that we don't have to die, amen, that eternal death, because the Lord has already provided a lamb for the sacrifice. Amen. God revealed himself unto Abraham, and I believe the Lord wants to reveal himself unto us in a mighty way. I want God to reveal himself unto me, don't you? I want the Lord to show himself unto me that he is the provider, that he will provide, and that he is the God, amen, that will provide for every one of our needs. Amen. So I want to talk to us about two things here that Abraham did, that God revealed himself unto him, and it's just simple preaching this morning, or simple things. And first off is obedience. When Abraham obeyed God, then God revealed himself as the God that provides. And then Abraham believed God. We know that Abraham is the father of faith and the father of the faithful. And the Bible talks about his faith and how he believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And we need to believe God more now than ever. And we need to obey God more now than ever. Sometimes we don't understand, amen, but it's important for us to realize that God revealed himself unto Abraham as Jehovah Jireh after he obeyed. God revealed himself unto Abraham as Jehovah Jireh after he believed. And God will reveal himself unto us as Jehovah Jireh, amen, after we obey and after we believe. The Bible says, in looking at this obedience in verse number 2, that he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac. Amen. This is the one that God recognized. And you know, it's important for us to take note, amen, that Abraham had already given birth to, or had given, that Hagar had already given birth to Abraham's son Ishmael. And Ishmael was already a man of age and a young man. And the Bible says that God said, take thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon the mountain which I will tell thee of, the one that you love. Ain't it something how God will reach down and put his finger on what it seems like the most important thing to us? God says, I want that. Oh Lord, not that. Surely I'll give you anything else. No, I want what is closest to your heart. The Bible says that Abraham rose up early in the morning. Amen. You know, so many times, friend, we have to realize, amen, that an important key to us obeying God is not waiting and not delaying our obedience. So many times the devil will talk us out of obeying right now. Well, you can do that later. Just put it off. But Abraham, according to this scripture here, he got up early the next morning. Amen. He took two of his young men. He saddled his ass. He took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him of. Everything on his list to do, amen, that week was automatically put on the back burner because God had told him to do, amen, this, to sacrifice his son. You know, I know so many times they say, well, Lord, I've got to do this first, and Lord, I've got to do that first, and maybe thinking that God will change his mind, but God's not going to change his mind, amen, until we obey. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that when he had the knife in his hand, that God knew that Abraham was not going to disobey him. It's important for us to know that obedience is better than sacrifice. Now I know in this instance, with Abraham giving his only son, I don't see how there would have been anything else, amen, that could, to Abraham that was more important. This was the greatest sacrifice. This was the ultimate sacrifice to slay his son for God and to give him. The Bible says, amen, that Abraham believed God would raise him up from the dead if he killed him. The Bible says that he received him from that in a way, because Abraham was 100 years old and his wife was 90 years old. Her womb was already dead, and God had given them this son as in their old age. And so he takes his son up to the mountain in immediate obedience. Not delayed, but immediate obedience. And God honored that by revealing himself unto Abraham as Jehovah Jireh. Now, I want to say today that, amen, there's a lot of things we need in this life, and there's a lot of needs that we have. But the greatest need that we have is really knowing who God is. Because when we know who God is, amen, we are strong. The Bible said the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Amen. When we know who God is, we can be still. Amen. Because the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Peace and everything that comes along with it. God revealed himself unto Abraham. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, I'm the God that will provide. I'll provide your needs. I'll provide your health. I'll provide your blessings. I'll provide your, amen, your emotional needs and your mental needs. I am the God, amen, that provides. I'm Jehovah Jireh. Friend, he's still Jehovah Jireh. And he reveals himself unto his people that obey him. Amen. I want to obey God. I want to obey him immediately. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 19, talking about obedience. Exodus chapter 19 and verse number 5. God said, amen, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. And God says to his people, for all the earth is mine. And so I want to talk about obedience. We want to obey God, church, because God owns it all anyways. Hallelujah. God owns it all. Hallelujah. There's nothing more important than obedience to God, because God owns it all ever anyways. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, if ye will obey my voice and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. God owns everything in the earth. Amen. The Bible says that God said, the gold is mine, the silver is mine, the cattle is mine. Amen. They wrote a song, said, my father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and I believe I own at least one. Amen. I stand amazed when I see his face, knowing that I'm his son. Abraham is going up the mountain, amen, in faith and in obedience. And God is saying, hallelujah, because you have obeyed me, I will reveal my name unto you, which is Jehovah Jireh. You know, God owns everything. Hallelujah. God owns everything. I was at a place the other day, and a man had over in Louisiana, and there's a tornado and storm come through there and wiped his house. And I mean, it was just disaster out there. And he was talking to me about different things. He was frustrated because he's trying to rebuild. And I mean, it was amazing. You know, you see pictures and all, but I was, he had a motor home, nice motor home, and I took some pictures of it. Had a nice motor home, brother. I mean, it was just, nothing was sitting on that motor home. It was just flat. And, just the couch and the steering wheel and the captain's seats. I mean, just took that thing and twisted it. Boat was up in the tree. His house, took his whole house and moved it over. And, everybody was safe, and I took his shop and just cleaned it out. I mean, just plowed him out, you know. And he was talking about how that, you know, he's trying to get this insurance and this and making plans. He's going to build a house and all this stuff, trying to rebuild and everything. He looked at me and he said, you know what? He said, I'm 50-some whatever years old. He said, you know, you don't never own land. He said, that's the biggest joke in the world. You don't own land. He said, if you don't pay your taxes, he said, there'll somebody else own your land. He said, you mean to tell me you believe you really own land? He said, you don't own land. And, you know, and I know what he's saying. He's talking about, you know, we claim we own, well, I own all this property. Well, just don't pay your taxes and the government will take it from you. But I'm not here, amen, to bash anything or get anything started. I'm just simply saying God owns land. Hallelujah. He owns the whole earth. He owns everything in it. And that's why it's important for us to obey God. Somebody says, well, I can't afford, amen, to pay my tithes. Or I can't afford to do this. My friend, we can't afford not to. Amen, because God owns it all. He has it all. Amen. That's why Abraham was revealed Jehovah Jireh. I mean, you're talking about a God that owns everything. That's who we serve. A God that is able to bless. A God that is able to give. A God that is able to supply needs. A God that is able to pay bills. A God that is able to build us a house. Hallelujah. A God that is able to do anything for us. And he revealed himself unto Abraham. I believe that God wants to reveal himself unto us as Jehovah Jireh. Amen. As the God that owns it all. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about a God that owns everything. You know that God controls your boss?
Amen.
That God controls the judges? Yeah. God controls the government. He allows them to do what they're doing. Amen. And the reason that things are so chaotic is because God's getting set up for the end. We're almost to the end. Say, well, why does God allow these things to happen? Because he sees the whole picture, and it won't be long till he'll make a new heaven and a new earth. And in that new heaven and in that new earth, there'll be righteousness dwelling in it. There will be no unclean thing. Matter of fact, the Bible said that the lamb and the lion are going to lay down together. Hallelujah. And the children are going to play, amen, on the serpents. Amen. With the serpent's eggs. Amen. And the serpent, there's going to be no evil. Amen. But I'm preaching this morning about Jehovah Jireh. Friend, the reason that it's important to climb that mountain and lay that Isaac on the altar, amen, is because God owns everything in anyways. God's the one that gave you Isaac, Abraham. He knew it already. God's the one that gave him to you. And he can give him back to you. Raise him from the dead. Amen. God owns it all. He holds our life in his hand. Friend, do we see this morning why it's so important to obey God? That's why it's so important to obey God, is because God has everything in his hands. Hallelujah. He has our life in his hands. He has our health in his hands. He has our children in his hands. Amen. I think about my children. We think about our children. Now, I don't want to get off sidetracked here this morning, but I want the Lord to have his way. Amen. But all of our children, amen, came in answer to prayer. All of them, God gave them to us in answer to prayer. And sometimes when I look at them, I think, man, there ain't no hope for you. Amen. I realize you prayed and God gave them to you. Hallelujah. And you know, I'm not saying that bad. Y'all don't get mad at me or anything. I know we got a house full of grandparents here this morning, but you know, sometimes it might get a little rough and you think, man, oh Lord, which way is this one going? But God will help us. Ain't that right? Amen. And it came in answer to prayer. Amen. That's why we've got to obey God. Amen. I want my children to be blessed. I want them to be educated. I want them this, and I want them to have good jobs. Amen. But more important than anything, I want them to serve the Lord and live for God. Why? Because God owns it all anyways. And if he wants to make them a doctor, he's got the power. If he wants to make them a lawyer, God help them to be one that tells the truth. Can I get a witness today? Amen. But if the Lord wants to raise them up, he can raise them up. The Bible said, amen, God raises up this one and puts that one down. Amen. Hallelujah. God owns it all. If he wants to bless, he can bless. That's why we got to obey God, is because his name is Jehovah Jireh. He owns it all. Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter number 5 and verse number 29. I'm going to turn to it, but I'll start quoting. It says, oh, that there was an heart in them. Amen. 5 and verse 29, this God speaking said, "Oh, that there was such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always." Can somebody say always? "That it might be well with them and with their children forever." Hallelujah. Oh, that there was such a heart in them. God is yearning, looking upon His people, looking upon His children, and saying, "If I can just get a hold of their heart." Amen. You know, that's, you know, this brings us to the principle. Amen. Abraham did not walk up, amen, that mountain just in the motion. You know, sometimes we obey God in the motion. Amen. We go to church, you know, in the motion. But is our heart really there? We may obey God in the motion. We may pay or do our vows or whatever because it's in the motion. In other words, it's the thing to do. Amen. But I pray that God will help us to get our heart into it. Amen. Get our heart into it. They told the story about the little boy, amen, who his mom said, "Sit down." Then he wouldn't sit down. "Sit down." He wouldn't sit down. She said, "I said, sit down, I'm going to whip you." He sat down. She turned her back and somebody's right there by him. And he said, "I may be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside." Amen. But that's the way we are so many times with God. Come on, church. Amen. Ain't that right? That's the way we are. God, I'm here, but I wish I was somewhere else. God, I'm praying, but I wish I was doing this. Oh, I may be sitting down on this. I may be this. I may be dressing this way. I may be following you. But really, my heart is not in it. God can't bless that. I said, God can't bless that because God sees past the coat. God sees past the clothes. God sees past the smile. God sees past what's on the outside. And God sees the heart. Man looks on the outside, but God looks on the heart. Amen. And I'm here to tell you this morning. Amen. Many times we try to cover up our obedience, thinking, "Well, this is it. Now, you know, this is it." But God sees the heart, and God knows the murmurings, and God knows the complaining, and God wants to show Himself that He is Jehovah Jireh. I'm telling you, I'm preaching this morning. God can fix our situation so quick. Amen. It would blow our mind. God can save our family so quick that our head would spin. God can fix the marriage and the home and the finances. There is nothing too hard for God, but He can't do it because our heart ain't in obedience. Amen. Jehovah Jireh. Amen. Our heart. He said, "Oh, that it might go well with them always, if they would keep my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." Amen. I want it to be well with me. God, help me to obey You. Help me to obey Your word. Help me to obey Your commands. The Bible tells us in James chapter number 1, amen, in verse number 12, "Blessed is the man, amen, that endureth temptation." Actually, I'm on verse 12. I need to be on verse 25. It said, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Hallelujah. God can bless you. Hallelujah. And when God blesses you, can't nobody do anything about it. Even that man who had powers in the spirit world named Balaam. Amen. And I believe, I know there's a lot said about Balaam, and Balaam, amen, no doubt had the power of God in his life. But he turned, and the Bible says that they sit down there and said, "Come down here and curse these people, because whoever you curse is cursed, and whoever you bless is blessed." Balaam had a power that was supernatural, and it was known throughout all of that region. Balaam come down, they went down there, and Balaam said, "Amen, I can't go unless God lets me go." You know the story. Amen. And he got up the next morning and said, "God told me not to go because the people are blessed." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When
when God blesses you, it don't matter who curses you. Amen. When God blesses you, it don't matter who says what. God has more power. I know there's spirits and evil in this world, and we've got to be careful, but when God lays his hand on you, amen, the devil has to take a back seat. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for his power. I thank God for his anointing. Amen. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, don't forget what you hear, but do what you hear, but a doer of the work. It's not good enough just to hear a message on Sunday morning. We got to put it to action on Monday morning. It's not good enough just to read our Bible on Wednesday night Bible study. It's important for us to put it to action in our everyday life. I'm talking about obeying God. He'll reveal himself unto us as Jehovah Jireh. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen. I'm talking about God's blessing. God can bless you with long life. God can bless you with good health. Amen. God can bless you. Amen. Bless your children. Bless your family. Bless your home. Amen. I know we don't want to hear it. We want to hear something that'll tickle our ears. We want to hear something that'll make us feel good. That's another sign of the end time. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, we'll stand in judgment for what we preach. Amen. And when we preach it, we'll stand in judgment for it. Amen. And I'm not here to water it down. I'm not here to sugarcoat it or put a cherry on it. But I'm here to tell you, if you get saved in the old time way, if you give your heart to God like Grandma and Grandpa had it, and we'll live right and talk right, amen, and walk the straight and narrow path. I'm not talking about joining the church this morning. I'm not talking about getting baptized. I'm talking about getting born again by the word of God, the real old time religion. Amen, make you love everybody. Amen, it'll do when you're dying. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Mom and Daddy. Amen, it was good for Abraham. And God said, my name is Jehovah Jireh. I will provide. Meet every need. I'm talking about a God that can meet a need so quick, we can't even imagine it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm talking about living for God. I'm talking about serving God this morning. Hallelujah. I don't like to talk about somebody because sometimes it puts you out there and then the devil will fight you. Amen. Amen. But I'm gonna tell you something this morning. I've been there and I've seen it where people came in and said, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna live for God. Amen. I saw God turn their life around. I saw give them back their home. Give them back their marriage. Give them back their children. Give them back, you know, a job. Give them back. You know, sin takes things away from us. Can I get a witness this morning? The devil comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Listen to me. Amen. I may not know every one of you this morning. And I may not always say, amen, but there's people sitting right here in this church scattered around, amen, that came here and they rode that bus from the mission. They was homeless. They didn't have nothing. Amen. I didn't say there's bad people. I didn't say there's evil. I said they was on the bottom because sin, can I get a witness, had taken everything from them. But God has given them a home. God has given them back things. Give them job. Give them finances. Blessed them. Amen. And I'm telling you, you come too late to tell me that your case is hopeless because God is Jehovah Jireh. Friend, God still answers prayer. Amen. Abraham walked up that mountain. Isaac said, my father, we got wood, we got fire. Amen. But where is the sacrifice? I don't know. I'm not trying to make this light or funny this morning, but don't you know that Abraham probably said, man, I wish he would just quit talking. I just wish he wouldn't say nothing. No one every step came closer. Amen. To give and his only son. Dad, let me ask you something. Where? But Abraham wasn't just obeying. He was believing God. And friend, you've got to have faith and obedience mixed. You've got to have faith and believe God. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to try it. Amen. No, you got to believe God because faith pleases God. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that that diligently seek Him. Brother or sister, you're living for God. You're walking the right way. You're living holiness. It's not in vain. God will come through for you. God will bless your family. God will save your children. God will answer your prayer. Believe God. The Bible said he believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Amen. The Bible says that he said, "Where's the Lamb?" And he said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb." Hallelujah. Now I want you to know, you may be walking up the mountain this morning and saying, "Preacher, where's it at then? Where's my blessing? Where's my touch from God? I'm still struggling. I'm still going. I ain't gaining no ground. Amen. It's still empty beside me. My heart is empty. My pew is empty. My bank account's empty. Amen. My health is gone. Where is that lamb?" But I come to tell you this morning, amen, if you'll obey God, God will provide himself a lamb. God will meet your need. God will answer your prayer. God will give you joy back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excuse me, there is a reason to live. The devil said, "You ain't got no reason to live. You might as well kill yourself."
I don't care. It don't matter to me.
Every lying preacher in this world tells you you can commit suicide and go to heaven. Everybody in their right mind knows better than that. I'm telling you, we got the most wimpy preachers in the world. Tell us all this junk and we're on our way to hell. My God, if I go to a doctor, I want him to tell me the truth. I want him to tell me what's wrong with me. Now I go somewhere, I want him to tell me. Say, "Well, it looks like it might be your leg when you know it's your shoulder." You know? My God, we've got people all across this country, send $50 and God's going to do this, and send $100 and God's going to do that. I mean, just lie between their teeth. My God, help us. Tell us the truth, God. I'm on my way to hell. I need the truth. I need somebody to straighten me out. Amen. I need somebody to tell me, quit your sinning or you're going to go to hell. Amen. Turn to God, friend. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Amen. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Jesus told that woman, amen, when they didn't throw the rocks at her. I know we want to always talk about he that is without sin first cast the stone. Nobody can throw a stone. And friend, I'm not here to throw stones this morning, but I'm here to tell you, if you'll climb that mountain and believe God and lay your Isaac on the altar, he will reveal himself as Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. There's a ram already in your thicket. I said there's a ram already in your thicket. You just ain't seen it yet. There's a blessing already that God has prepared. Amen. I'm talking about God that is able to deliver us from sin, to deliver us from addictions, to deliver us from demon possession, to deliver us from every curse of hell. Amen. The God who still sits on the throne in 2017. He's able. Jehovah Jireh. The God that provides. Hallelujah. They're going along. God will provide that faith in his heart. He knew he was obeying. He didn't understand all of it, but he knew he was obeying. And he believed God. Hallelujah. Abraham's walking up one side of a mountain. There's an angel walking up the other side. And he's got a ram following right behind him. And every step Abraham takes, the angel takes a step up the other side. And that ram takes about two or three steps. Hallelujah. Mount Moriah.
Abraham's coming up this side, and an angel's coming up that side, and there's a ram behind him. Hallelujah. Abraham takes the step, Isaac is behind him. Hallelujah. The angel takes the step, the lamb is behind him, and God is looking way up, said, amen, I think we're going to need that ram. I think we're going to need that goat. Go ahead and take another step. Every time Abraham takes a step, amen, all hell shakes, and all heaven rejoices, because the angel takes another step. Amen. Every time Abraham takes a step, Isaac takes a step. And every time the angel takes a step, the ram takes a step. Amen. And the devil is scared. Amen. An angel is getting, amen, everything out here. It's all fixing to come to a head. I believe he's going to do it, the devil said. I never thought he would give Isaac. And I know the devil said, amen, I don't think they'll really sell out to God. I don't think they'll really pray through. I don't really think they'll lay their Isaac on the altar. Amen, but every step you take, friend, there's an angel coming up the other side, and he has a ram for you. He has a blessing for you. He has a need provided for you. He has exactly what you need. Hallelujah. Where is the lamb? Amen, where's that sacrifice? If Abraham would only known, it's just over the other mountain, headed up, Isaac. Amen. An angel's leading it. Glory to God. Amen. Early that morning. Praise God. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here. I feel like there's somebody climbing a mountain, and you're Isaac. It may not be your son, but it's that thing that has hindered you and become so dear to you, that addiction. And God said, lay it on the altar. Amen. And early that morning. Amen. God's looking, and Abraham's a stirring. He's getting ready, Brother Curtis. Amen. God says to the angel, I don't know, the angels have names. Amen. I'm almost through preaching. Amen. I surely don't want to bore you. Amen. But in my mind's eye, we know that there's an angel named Gabriel. We know that there's an angel named Michael. I can see, amen, let's just say Gabriel. Abraham starts to stir. God says, Gabriel, amen, get your lasso ready. And head down there, hallelujah, on the other side of Moriah. Amen, hallelujah. Praise God. I feel like God sent an angel, and he's already roping the ram, because you're getting ready and heading that way. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking about Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. Hallelujah! I'm talking about God that can meet every need. God can meet every need. God can give you a home. God can give you a house. Save your family. Save your wife, your son, your daughter, your husband, mom, dad, children. Amen. I'm talking about, do we believe God can do anything? Can I get a witness this morning? I'm done preaching. Can I get some help here? Amen. Do we believe God can do anything? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham's coming up that mountain. Amen. And right there at the top, the angel has already been there. And he's tied that ram all up in that thicket. He's caught by his horns in that thicket. Let me tell you something. Amen. Those sheep, amen, they're known. They climb them rocks. They jump through them thickets. Amen. This is not a normal thing. God had took that thicket and wrapped it all around that ram. Amen. I'm here to tell you, God can take a ram and meet your need. I said, God, I believe God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of this uncircumcised Philistine. Amen. I'm talking about, I believe God this morning. Amen. Are you downhearted? No, I believe God. Amen. Is everything going well? Well, all I know is I'm going up this mountain, and I'm going to obey God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And I know you've heard it. Abraham, don't kill your son. There's that ram. Abraham and Isaac are coming back down the mountain together. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. They're coming back down the mountain together. And God has showed Himself as Jehovah Jireh. I'm the God that provides.
Amen.
Friend, I want to tell you something. You obey God, He'll bless you. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. I'm not talking about this fake stuff, you know, hand out Cadillac keys, you know, prophesy this junk, write blank checks and all that stuff. I'm not talking about that junk. I'm talking about the real thing. God will help you and meet your need. You know, I mean, they go to church, you're going to be a millionaire. God told me you're going to be a millionaire. God told me you're going to be, you know, this, that, and the other and all that. Let me tell you something. A lot of that stuff is nothing but hogwash, playing on people's emotions. God can make you a millionaire right now if He wants to. I didn't come to give you no false prophecy and make you feel good about me. But I come to tell you the Word of God, brother, sister, friend, sinner, friend, whether I know you or not, His name is Jehovah Jireh. And He'll meet your need. And He'll supply. And He'll bless you. And He'll turn things around for you. Victorious faith. As He walked up that mountain to lay His Isaac down. That song says, Brother Chris sang it. Amen. When I lay my Isaac down, hallelujah. And then I find out it wasn't me, it wasn't him that God wanted. God wanted me. God didn't want Isaac. He wanted Abraham. Friend, God doesn't want what you have so much as He wants you. He wants to deliver from every addiction and every problem. Stand together with me this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jehovah Jireh. If you're here this morning, while every head's bowed and every eye closed, say, Brother Sam, I've got needs in my life. I've got problems in my heart. I've got problems in my life, and I need God to help me. I need God to help me. I need God to help me. I need God to touch my life. And you just step out and come on, I want to pray with you. I'm not here to embarrass you, but I want to pray with you. I'd like to pray with you. Yes, come on. Hallelujah, every need. God's able. That's it, come on. Some is coming, you need to come. There's others. Hallelujah, but I'm fine with just one if that's all. God, meet my need this morning. Help me. Help me, Lord. We're going to pray with you. Don't get in a hurry. I'm going to pray with you. Don't get in a hurry. There's more coming. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. If you want prayer this morning,